Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell, and this bonus recording is on Chiron. I feel inspired to share about Chiron because there was a recent ingress of Chiron into a new sign. And so I'm going to do two recordings, one on Chiron and sort of a general understanding of Chiron, and then a second one on the new process of Chiron that will be taking place for the next 8 or 9 years or so. So the thing to know about Chiron is that it is the archetypal wounded healer. I like to call Chiron the shamanic healer or the shaman healer. And this is because Chiron's really teaching us about the transformative power that lies within our wounds. And when we're willing to accept whatever our wounds are, then they can be transformed into the gifts or medicine that we carry. And part of that is through the acceptance of our human condition and the paradox that we are human and we're also divine at the same time. And so that can be very confusing and challenging. And just in and of itself, that's a wound. That's a splitting or a fracture point that everyone experiences. Before I go more into Chiron's story, I'd just like to share a little bit about Chiron. It was discovered in 1977 by an astronomer named Charles Kowalt. And it is located between Saturn and Uranus. Saturn is the planet that has to do with structure and form. It's this reality. It's our human experience in the middle world, our body, the structures around us, the rocks and the, you know, our bones, everything that has to do with form. It's a denser vibration and energy when we're existing in the middle world reality. Uranus is about the celestial world, high vibration, high frequency, the mind can go instantly places that takes the body many hours to go. It's like we can, you know, we can think about being in a place like Hawaii and instantly our mind can take us there, whereas it might take several hours by plane to get there. So Uranus has a lot to do with objective awareness, cosmic consciousness, the ability to transform through revolution and evolution and our thoughts and our thinking, the higher mind aspects. So Chiron is located between these two, and I think it was Barbara Han Clow wrote a book called Chiron, the Rainbow Bridge, seeing it as a bridge between the middle world reality and the celestial. So it's blending the energies, it's transforming the energies, and part of our incarnation into the human experience is that we are leaving our divine experience and often forget that. So there's a wounding or a fracturing that takes place simply by being born into this reality. So with that in mind, we're going to come back to Chiron's story. He was a centaur. He was a master healer. He also taught the art of divination. And there were many healing temples throughout Greece dedicated to Chiron. In fact, there were more temples to Chiron than any other god until Zeus came in, and then that all changed. So Chiron is the one who was the teacher for Asclepius, and part of the teaching was how when people came for healing, came to the temples for healing, they would use divination, but part of the divination was through the dreams. They would put people to sleep and then ask them about their dreams, and then whatever dreams they had would help to determine what the course of healing would be for that person. So Chiron's story is this master healer. One day he's hanging out with Hercules, and they're having, some sacred wine that was given to Hercules. But when the other centaurs, who are a rather unruly bunch, got a whiff of that, they decided to come join the party. But Hercules said, hey, you guys really aren't invited, and tried to get them to leave, and a fight broke out. And somehow Chiron wound up being wounded by the sword that had a poison on it that was would be instant death to any mortal. But he was immortal, so he couldn't die. And he couldn't heal the wound. He was in a lot of pain, and everything he tried to get his students to help him heal Asclepius and others, and there was nothing he could figure out. So after a period of time, he decided to go to Zeus and ask, well, he was asking for his death in a way, but he was an immortal. He says to Zeus, well, okay, Prometheus, who's been chained to the rock for 400 years, having the buzzard eat out his liver every day, and it grows back every night, and he eats it out again every day, and is going through this terrible, horrible punishment for having stolen fire from the gods. Why don't you just let me take his place? Because I'm in miserable pain anyway, and I can do the penance for Prometheus, and at least one of us can have a good life, a good experience. Well, Zeus was so moved by Chiron's compassion that he freed Prometheus and he allowed Chiron to become a starry constellation known as Centaurus. Centaurus at that time was higher on the ecliptic, and there's, due to precession and the tilt and wobble of the earth, that constellation actually sank below the horizon for them, and so the image of this centaur was then projected onto the constellation we know as the Archer, also known as Sagittarius, but it's not the sign, it's the constellation. So the centaur in where I live is actually still visible, and the further south you go can still see it. But this was where the story came from, and so Chiron found a way to engage his wound that caused him so much suffering, and found a way to transform it. We could say that Chiron didn't do anything wrong. He wasn't being punished. It wasn't because somebody had a issue with him and was trying to get revenge. It had nothing to do with any of that. It was just an accident. So through this accident, he's taken into an initiation and is facing circumstances that are beyond his control, designed to teach him, or any of us who go through this kind of initiation when things happen that are seemingly out of nowhere, that it's an opportunity to learn more about ourselves. It's also a time when we can learn about compassion, we can learn about caring, we can learn about acceptance, a really big one, that's a hard one for a lot of people, and discernment, but particularly compassion and caring for ourselves and for others. So Chiron's choice to accept and embrace his wound and then find a way to still be in service was ultimately what helped to transform that wound for him. And he moved from being then the wounded healer to the shamanic healer. And he was allowed to die to his old form and birth into a new form. And that form, that constellation, the stars in the sky that form the constellation of Centaurus, helped to continue to inspire us in understanding the value and the gifts that await us when we're willing to accept our own chironic wounds. So as a master healer with an incurable wound, Chiron was forced to come to face these circumstances that were beyond his control. There was nothing he could do about it, and it was an accident, and yet he found a way to create that transformative experience. So this is a great reminder that sometimes we may be experiencing circumstances beyond our control, illnesses that can happen, loss of job, or certain financial things. The stock market crashes and things shift and change, and it has nothing to do with the fact that we've been thinking the wrong thoughts or feeling the wrong feelings or doing the wrong things and now we're being punished. It's simply an initiation. It's an opportunity to embrace a different experience of ourself. It's designed to take us further and deeper into our feelings, into the human experience, into the place where we learn about acceptance, surrender, trust. Particularly trusting what is happening is designed to facilitate a transformative process, and that that really this experience is not about how good or bad we've been, but that there is something that is, it's that deeper part of ourselves, perhaps even our shadow part, that's wanting to be recognized and integrated. And so these experiences happen to get our attention, to take us into a realm that we wouldn't necessarily go into willingly. So the thing to know here too is that if you're a human being, then you have a wound. Everyone who comes into this life has some kind of wounding that they've experienced. Some people have more extreme experiences of wounding, and that may be due to choices that they've made. It may be due to circumstances they found themselves being born into. But ultimately, it's the nature of living in this reality that no matter who you are, you will experience a fracture point, a wounding, something that lets you know that you've been disconnected from your divine nature. And that has, you know, whatever painful, challenging aspects to it. But the purpose of the wounding is to help us to learn how to authentically transform those wounds so that they we have the gifts that we can we gain from the healing journey, from learning the process of accepting what is, from the process of forgiving ourselves and forgiving others, from the coming to terms with the wounds in a way that creates greater strength and becomes our medicine, becomes something that we then can help and assist others with as well. So when we're able to successfully detach emotionally from our story, whatever that's been, and then we're no longer defined by it, then it becomes our medicine and it helps us to assist and inspire others with whatever our story is in navigating their own journey. The thing, though, is that to detach from the story emotionally too soon is just going into denial. It's so denying the body in favor of the spirit, denying our experience, that is a shadow thing, whatever we repress or deny. So sometimes part of the journey for healing is to go deeply, deeply into the feelings, to feel the rage, the hurt, the anger, the depression, the all those pieces are part of that journey. So finding, you know, and navigating all of that can be tricky. But once we are able to figure out how to take these wounds and turn them into our gifts, then we are transformed by them and empowered, which is ultimately whatever any shamanic initiation is about. But denying the wounds gives them power. Denial of that more human or animal aspect of our nature creates a stronger experience of the shadow. So if we are, trying to be just divine and only thinking positive thoughts and only, you know, and not really acknowledging how we really feel or what's going on, or we're in denial about the fact that we are going through a certain kind of experience, it creates a split in our psyche, between the body and the mind, between the spirit and our physical humanness. And that fracturing can give rise to additional wounds that we experience. So the fracture point is the result of the split or division between the mind and body, between our spiritual or divine self and our human self. So the intention of Chiron then is to help bring a unification, a reconnection to spirit in the physical dimension. So it helps us to become aware of what the fracture points are, and then we can integrate that through awareness, through conscious awareness of what that is. And then, you know, as we gain awareness, we can gain acceptance, and then that helps to create greater conscious awareness. So those two things kind of tend to feed into each other. One of the ways that we can heal through self-awareness and acceptance is by asking questions, having curiosity about what the wounds are for us, and being willing to allow them, to learn from them, to accept them without having an agenda. Like, oh, I'm going to try to, you know, be with this so that I can get rid of it. but rather just embracing it and then finding out what is the gift that's there for you. So asking questions is helpful. Asking the right questions is really important. So for example, say you've gone through a relationship experience, it didn't end well, and you might think, I should have seen this coming. What did I do wrong? How could I be such an idiot? Those kinds of questions aren't helpful. They usually create a sense of, the answers that come can usually be, well, you know, if you had looked at this or thought of that or realized this, then, you know, you could have made a better choice. But you weren't paying attention. You were being unaware. But that's not necessarily helpful. What's more helpful is to ask the question, what have I learned from this experience? How have I become more aware of who I am? And so those are the kinds of questions. What are the gifts for me that I've gained from this situation? How can I make more conscious choices in the future? Those are more helpful questions and something to be with as we encounter Chiron. Everyone encounters Chiron. As I said earlier, it returns around age 50, and that's one Chiron process. But Chiron will touch every part of the chart before it gets back to its original starting point at age 50. So, the idea is to have great compassion for what our wounds are, to look at or be willing to be curious about them, and to engage the healing process through compassion, through acceptance, and through asking questions that help to bring us to the answers that are the most fulfilling. So I hope this was helpful. Look at Chiron, and thank you for listening. This is Kaylin Castell.